Across Europe tonight, great fear of a tiny virus. An outbreak of foot and mouth disease has prompted a blockade of all livestock, meat, and dairy products from the United Kingdom. Some 45,000 animals suspected of having contact with the virus have already been slaughtered, their carcasses incinerated. Public events across the UK have been cancelled to contain the spread of the disease. In Northern Ireland, the situation is especially dire. Farmers there fear the collapse of the entire agricultural economy. We reached John Gilliland of the Ulster Farmers Union in Londonderry.
This probably is the darkest days of agriculture in Northern Ireland in the last 100 years. Foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious disease. It is an animal welfare disease, and it's a notifiable disease. The really big issue for us is, as an island, we export 80% of all agricultural produce out of the island of Ireland. And to do that, we must have an export certificate, which must have a foot and mouth free stamp on. Northern Ireland has just lost that. The Republic of Ireland at the moment are fighting to save it.
If this is so contagious, I mean, it sounds like it's just like that it spreads as quickly as the common cold. How is it possible to prevent your livestock from getting it?
Well, we as an organization, I'm deputy president of the main farming organization in Northern Ireland. We have sent out emergency advice packets to all farmers where we're calling for them to close their farms up. All gates have been locked. Only one entrance has been left open. That they put down disinfectant mats, so everything that comes into the farm is disinfected. Everything that leaves is disinfected.
What's on those disinfectant mats? What is it?
Well, basically, farmers are using anything. They're using from bales of straw broken loose and disinfectant poured on top of it to old carpets to sponge foam. I mean, we're doing anything we can. At this present time, one of the biggest problems we have is we have completely run out of disinfectant in the whole of the British Isles. This is a scale and size that we've never seen before. Our Minister, Breed Rogers, yesterday declared it as a national emergency. We have never had something like this before.
Since the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland export 80% of their agricultural products, we're talking about butter, cheese, beef, pork, lamb, Bailey's Irish cream, I mean, just about everything. How are you going to survive economically?
We really don't know how we're going to survive. We are appealing to European Union to open up what is a subsidized intervention storage system for milk products. Milk is highly perishable. We're turning it into milk powder so at least we can put it into store with the hope that it can be sold at a later date. But the key thing is trying to get this disease eradicated. We're trying to contain it. As such, in Northern Ireland, we have only had one outbreak. It is 2 miles from the border with the Republic of Ireland. The Republic of Ireland are moving heaven and earth to keep it out of the Irish Republic. They still have managed to keep their certificate free. They've still got free foot and mouth stamp on their certificate. But they're fighting heaven and earth to keep that out. Northern Ireland really is in the worst case scenario. The members I face at the moment really do not know where to turn. For the last 5 years, our industry, our profits have dropped by 80% in 5 years. There is no fat left in the industry, and that's due to BSE. Now we've got foot and mouth. It is the worst possible scenario we could be looking at. An agricultural disease like this here doesn't just threaten the livelihoods of farmers. It threatens the livelihoods of the whole agri-food industry and therefore the whole economy. Many people are probably aware that, of the strength of the Irish economy. And locally, it's called the Celtic Tiger. Well, the joke that goes around at the moment is the last animal to catch foot and mouth will be the Celtic Tiger. Certainly, foot and mouth has all the potential of destroying the strength of the new Irish economy.
Mr. Gilliland, what are farmers saying to you when you visit them?
At this present time, I'm not even allowed to visit them because we're not allowed to travel from farm to farm. But our telephones and our headquarters are phoning constantly. Farmers, first of all, at this present, this has happened so quickly, they're in a state of shock at the moment. They cannot believe that this is yet another punishment that we are served up. They really don't know where to turn. They're looking for financial help. They're looking for psychological help. And at this present time, it is very difficult to get to all of them.
John Gilliland is Deputy President of the Ulster Farmers Union. We spoke to him from his home in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Thank you, Mr. Gilliland.
Thank you very much.